This is your KUTX Soundcheck. I'm Taylor Wallace. Adele joins the ranks of Coldplay, Taylor Swift, Maroon 5, and nearly 70 others as the newest artist to be featured on the Rockabye Baby series, a brand that reimagines the songs of today's megastars into lullabies, and has sold over 1.6 million units doing so. Look for the 12-track Lullaby Renditions of Adele on April 29th. The UK's Sunday Times has revealed its Sunday Times Giving List, an honor distinction derived from the publication's annual Rich List. In total, the UK's wealthy gave away upwards of £2.66 billion, that's $3.26 billion US dollars in the last 12 months, and topping that list by a wide margin is Sir Elton John, having donated the equivalent of $38 million US dollars in 2015. Other musicians in the top 10? Coldplay, Ringo Starr, One Direction, and Queen guitarist and drummer Brian May and Roger Taylor. And on that note, a study done by a group of Czech, Austrian, and Swedish researchers was published over the weekend concerning the late Freddie Mercury. They sought to prove once and for all that the singer really did hone an unparalleled singing voice, and they did just that. Using a combination of interviews with Mercury, the talent of internationally renowned vocal coach Daniel Zenger Borsch, and a myriad of science, analytics, and procedures laid out in their report, the group determined that while Mercury sang in a predominantly tenor register, his voice actually sat as a baritone. What's more, they were able to determine that Freddie Mercury was most likely able to employ subharmonics, a singing style typically only tapped into by Tuvan throat singers. One last image to put this all into perspective, Mercury was literally able to vibrate his throat in ways even Pavarotti never could. Soundcheck is produced by Jack Anderson and written and hosted by me, Taylor Wallace, for KUTX.